العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Please recite after me الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The blessed and the beloved Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated Whoever likes that Allah Azza wa Jal be pleased with him when he appears in his court, then he should recite Salat, meaning Durood upon me abundantly. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear Islam brothers, before listening to the bayan, let's make some good intentions. The beloved Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, Niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amali. The intention of a believer is better than his actions. Without a good intention, no reward is granted for a good deed. And the more righteous intention one makes, the greater the reward he will attain. So let's make this intention that lowering my eyes, I will listen to the bayan attentively. Instead of resting against the wall, I will sit in at-tahiyyat position as long as possible with the intention of showing respect for religious knowledge. I will make room for others by folding my hands and my limbs and by moving slightly. If someone pushes me, I will remain patient and calm and avoid staring, snapping and arguing with them. When I hear Sallu ala al-Habib, Tubu ila Allah and Uthkurullah, I will reply loudly with the intention of gaining reward and encouraging others to also do so. After the bayan, I will approach other people, other Muslim brothers by making salam, shaking hands and by making individual efforts upon them. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal. Hazrat Sayyidina Shaykh Saadi Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says in Gulistan-e-Saadi that one day one of my friends gave me some khak, a pile of dust, a little bit of it, which smelt very beautiful. I asked that khak that are you mushk or are you amber, as your sweet smell has intoxicated me into happiness. After listening to this, the khak, the dust replied that I was just some normal piece of ordinary khak, ordinary dust, until one day, for a certain amount of time, I remained in the company of some flowers. And it is because of their effect, I too began to smell very sweet. Otherwise, I would have still been that same old plain piece of khak. My dear Islamic brothers, time and again, we have heard that a man is known by his company. A man is known by a company he keeps. We have also heard that don't ask about a person, ask about his friends. That means that it is the company, it is the suhbat that has a very powerful effect on human being. The above stated parable makes us realize that things that do not appear to be lively also absorb the company of others. This should lead us to think that how great the impact of the company would be upon the human beings. In general, a person has to associate with people in his life and make friends to help him overcome the problems of life. However, people are different in their morals, in their values, in their culture and nature. Some of them are good, and people benefit from their friendship, neighborhood and consultations. On the other hand, some of them are bad, who harm others in everything, even if the connection with them lasts for a few minutes. The Messenger of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam gave two examples, one for the good companion and one for the bad. Our most beloved Prophet, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said that the example of a good companion who sits with you in comparison with a bad one is like that of a mushk seller and the blacksmith. From the first, you would either buy some mushk, you will either buy some ether, you will either buy some kind of fragrance or enjoy its good smell. While the blacksmith would either burn you or your clothes, or you will get bad smell from him. The hadith, my dear son brothers, the hadith that I just mentioned indicates that a good companion brings about good blessings and benefits, such that as the one who carries perfume would benefit either by taking some as a gift or by purchasing some. The least benefit to you is that you will smell perfume as long as you sit with him. On the other side, the least impact of the bad company is that you will smell really bad. Now talking about the company in general, about the people, the least benefit gained from a companion, from a good companion, is that a person turns away from bad deed and evil for the sake of companionship. Just to be friends with that person, a person moves away from the bad deed that he used to commit. Just for the sake of companionship, he moves away from the evil. And the benefits gained from a good companion are that he protects your honor in your presence and in your absence. He defends you and he supplicates for you. He makes dua for you when you're alive and when you're dead. As for befriending the evil ones, those who make evil friends, it is a deadly poison. You will find them encourage people to do sins and evil deeds. They open the door of evils to anyone who associates with them and urges them to do all kinds of sins, harm one another, and makes them think of corrupted things which they have never thought about it. When someone intends to repent and wants to stay away from sins, they suggest to delay the repentance and put beautified long hopes in their sights. They urge them to repent in their old age. The consequences of associating with them are much greater. That is why, my dear Islam brothers, it is stated that a poisonous snake can take away your life, but a poisonous friend can take away your iman. If you want to know about the examples, people can say, give us some examples that a bad company destroys someone. The example of Fir'aun and his minister Haman is in front of us. My dear Islamic brothers, mixing with bad company is what every youngster should avoid. The reason is very simple. In such a company, in a bad company, sooner or later, the youngster will be exposed to activities that are possibly unhealthy, antisocial, dishonest, illegal, or even criminal. Once exposed, the negative effects can last a long time and perhaps for a lifetime. The company you keep will determine largely what you do, how you think, and where your life will proceed. In other words, keeping bad company will eventually ruin your life. According to the research done by the University of Southern California, scientists have discovered that company could also affect your brain. Whether you like someone or not, it affects how your brain processes their actions. Bad company is not hard to spot. For example, if your friend smokes, then chances are that you will catch on with him. You will try to smoke too. If your friend takes alcohol or drugs, chances are that you will be tempted to try one day. And one try will lead to another, and eventually you will be addicted. Alcoholism, lung disease, whatever it may be, it will end up leading to a miserable life for you. So for your own well-being, it is better to avoid such friends. Now, if we have these kind of friends, what are we supposed to do? We need to create this distance. There is no need to make enemies. Simply avoid them. My dear Islamic brothers, Allah Azza wa Jal orders us in the Holy Quran to keep away from the bad company. As it is said in Surah An-Najm, verse number 29, translation from Kanzul Iman, therefore turn aside from them who turn away from our remembrance. And Allah Azza wa Jal also orders us to have the company of good people. As it is stated in Surah Kahf, verse number 28, translation from Kanzul Iman, and keep yourself familiar to those who call upon their Lord in the morning and in the evening. And in Tafsir Nur al-Irfan, in regards to this verse, it is stated that this tells us to be in the company of the pious is a good act. Even if they are destitute, even if they are away from this dunya, the company of pious people is a good act, while being in the company of the evil is evil, even if they are wealthy. My dear Islamic brothers, we must understand that the effect of the company on a person is very strong compared to any other actions. When a person performs salah, when a person performs namaz, he becomes namazi. When a person goes out and sets out to perform hajj, he becomes haji. When he studies about the knowledge of deen, he becomes an alim deen, he becomes an alim. But with all these actions, nobody can become a sahabi, a ghaus, a kutub, or a wali. A sahabi is only that person who has physically attained the company of our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And similarly, those who attain the company of pious elders, of awliya Allah, the friends of Allah azza wa jal, can reach the status of wilayat and become a wali Allah. So we understand that having the company of good people is much better than any other act. Therefore, Hazrat Maulana Rumi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi writes in his Masnavi the following verse: Yak zamana suhbati ba awliya, yak zamana suhbati ba awliya, behtar as sad sala ta'ad beriya. It means that a moment in the company of a wali of Allah azza wa jal is better than performing worship for 100 years without riyakari, meaning without showing off. My dear Islamic brothers, we must understand the good deeds can only be performed by human and jinns. And these are the only two creation that get benefit from it. Trees, animals, stones, they do not perform any salah, nor they go and set out to perform any hajj. Their zikr or tasbih is different than us. But the benefit and disadvantage of good and bad company is felt by every creation, even by the piece of land. How? We can see that if we look around this entire world, there are two cities that are sacred to every Muslim. One of the cities is Madinatul Munawwara, and the other city is Makkatul Mukarrama. These two pieces of land, they're greater in respect and value than any two pieces of land in this entire world. And that is simply because these two pieces of land had the company of the beloved Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal, Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam. These are the pieces of ground that our beloved Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam walked and lived upon. When our beloved Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam was in Makkah, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala swears by that city. Surah Balad, verse number 1 and 2, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, I swear by this city Makkah, for you, O dear Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam, are in this city. It is said that the place where our beloved Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam is resting is even greater than the arsh, the throne of Allah Azza wa Jal, because that is the blessed piece of land where our most beloved Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal, Rasulullah Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam, is resting. Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, whenever he would go out for hajj, he would deliberately, on purpose, stay at those places that our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam stayed, so he could have the suhbat, the company of the land which already had the company of the blessed and the merciful Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers, after the land, when we talk about that every creation is affected by the company. So after talking about the land, the trees and the stones, company also affects the animals. We see this from the dog that stayed in the company of Ashabi Kahf. The dog became so dignified, so respectful, that his name was mentioned in the Holy Quran. And even today, we mention that dog in our salah and even in our khutbas. And we read wazifas mentioning the name of the dog. What was the name of the dog? The name of the dog was Qitmir. Subhanallah. My dear Islam brothers, this is the effect of the company of the friend of Allah Azza wa Jal, that even a dirty, impure dog attains such a great status that it is mentioned in the Holy Quran. Mufassirin ikram, the commentators have mentioned that some animals on the day of judgment will go into Jannah, will go into paradise. Amongst them is the dog of Ashabi Kahf, the she camel of Hazrat Sayyidina Salih ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam, the donkey of Hazrat Sayyidina Isa Ruhullah ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam, and the she camel of our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. But out of all these things, my dear Islamic brothers, that are made in the world, human beings are mostly affected by the company. The big sins of hypocrisy and kufr are committed as a result of bad company. Take an example of Kanan, who was the son of Hazrat Nuh ala Nabiyina alayhi salatu wasalam. He was the son of the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal. He became a kafir, he became a disbeliever, and it was a result of a bad company. My dear Islamic brothers, if you look at a coal, it is black in color. But when you put that same very coal into fire, it changes its color to red. In the same way, if we sit in the company of bad people, because we are weak in our iman, because we don't have the knowledge, we are unknowledgeable people, our beliefs can easily be altered. Our levels of piety can easily decrease, and ma'adallah azza wa jal, our iman can even be destroyed. That is why it is extremely important that we try and examine our friends that we have today. Are they namazi? We should ask them, we should ask ourselves, the friends that we have, are they namazi? Do they keep fast? Do they follow the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? Do they have the right aqidah? Do they engage in any activities which are against the sharia? It is very important we find out the answers to these questions. My dear Islamic brothers, a very good example about having a good friend is that, it's just an example for youngsters, that when you go out to play any kind of sports, let's say basketball, if all your friends go and offer salah, it is easy for you to offer salah with them. On the other hand, if you're playing with a group of people that do not offer salah, it will be very hard for you, and when it's time for salah, it will be very hard for you to go out to be the one and go and offer salah, because you don't want to be the odd one. So it is the society that dictates a lot around you. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers, it is also said that the company of an evil friend is more dangerous than a poisonous snake. As a poisonous snake, if it bites you, it can kill your body. But an evil friend can destroy your iman. And your iman is more important than your body, because the success and salvation of the hereafter, the success and salvation of the akhirat, is based upon your iman. If a person loses his iman in this dunya, then he has got nothing for the hereafter. Because of the goodness of the hereafter is only for the believers and not for the non-believers. To protect our wealth, we have to keep it away from the thieves. To protect our health, we must try and stay in a clean environment and not the polluted one. In the same way, my dear Islamic brothers, to protect our iman, we must keep ourselves in good company and we must keep ourselves away from the bad company. Hazrat Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala gives an excellent example of a bad friend. He radiyallahu ta'ala states that a bad friend is like a coal. If burning, he will also burn you with him. And if he is cool, he will make your hands black. Which tells us, my dear Islam brothers, it is imperative that we take the company of good people. My dear Islamic brothers, in today's era, it is very unfortunate, but it is indeed very true, that we classify bad people as bad and we stay away from them because the environment around us suggests us to do so. We consider person A to be bad because he drinks alcohol. We consider person B to be bad because he uses drugs. We consider person C to be bad because he's a criminal. And all these thoughts are because the people that we are surrounded by thinks them as such. They think that he's bad. That's why, the company makes our thinking molded accordingly, and we think that they are bad as well. But out of all these people that we are surrounded by, majority of them miss salah. We don't consider them bad. Many miss fasting. We don't consider them bad. Most of us backbite. Many curse. We don't consider them bad because the environment we are in does not consider them bad. This is the dilemma of today's era. The company of such people, the company of a backbiter, the company of a be-namazi is poisonous too. Just even sitting and talking with them will lead one to commit sins. Let's take a backbiter for example. He has a habit of backbiting. He will start talking bad about someone else in front of you, and then you start listening attentively. Now you took part in that bad habit as well. You committed a sin with him. Just a person who sits for a long time with a perfume seller begins to smell nice, and a person who sits with a gutter cleaner begins to smell awfully. Similarly, a person who spends time in the company of a wicked people eventually gets affected badly by them. My dear Islam brothers, the question arises, whose company should we keep? What are the guidelines that we should look after when we are deciding for a company or not, when we decide to make a friend? It is said by a wise man that keep company with those who have a firm faith. Hear from them the learning of sure faith. Follow them always so that your faith may become firm as their faith became firm. Imam Azam guides us that refrain from the company of a person who cusses and curses. Imam Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala further states, do not sit with a person who runs after his desires. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala states that one should adopt the company of a person who has these five qualities. Number one, he is intelligent and wise. Number two, he has good akhlaq, he has good character. Number three, he is not a sinner. Number four, he is not misguided, he is not gumrah. And number five, he is not greedy about this dunya. It is stated in a hadith that that indicates about a good companion. It is stated that a good companion is such that when you see him, you remember Allah Azza wa Jalla. His words result in an increase in your good deeds, and his actions make you remember akhirat. His actions make you remember the hereafter. So very basic guideline. The guideline of having a good companion, the guideline of a good companion is that when you see him, you remember Allah Azza wa Jalla. When he speaks, that results in increasing your good deeds. And when he does something, when he commits any action, it makes you think of the hereafter. These are the guiding points, my dear Islam brothers. It is up to us. We can embrace it or we can reject it. My dear Islamic brothers, we must also understand that the effect of the company is based on the power of the person you take company of. Therefore, the effect of the company of a Nabi will be different, and the effect of the company of a Wali will be different, and the effect of the suhbat of the company of an alim will be different. And that is why it is said that when you are in the company of an alim, you should control your tongue. You should stay silent as you might say something which is incorrect. And if you are fortunate to have a company of a wali of Allah, it is stated that you should control your tongue, but it does not stop at the tongue. It says that you should control your heart and your mind as well. As you may think something bad or negative, and as that wali might be able to read your thoughts in your heart. In the same way, my dear Islam brothers, the company of the master of mankind, the Sultan of Medina, the beloved of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, would be different to anyone else. That is why it has been reported that some people, within seconds of coming in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, would change from being a non-believer to a blessed sahabi, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. They change from being unknowledgeable people to our great alims. That is because the company of our Habib of Allah Azza wa Jal sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was so immense and so powerful. My dear Islamic brothers, a person who adopts a good company, not only he benefits, but others benefit from him as well. Understand this with an example, that bees are bees. Okay, I mean, you say any kind of bees, it's a general family is a bee. But honeybees are considered separate than the rest of the bees. Why? Because these honeybees sit on flowers. They get the company of the flowers, while the other bees sit on filth, they sit on dirt. Once the honeybee gets the company of the flower, they create honey for us. It is stated in Surah An-Nahl, verse 69, translation from Kanzul Iman, from their bellies comes a drink of various colors, in which is health for mankind. Indeed, in this is a sign for people who ponder. In the same manner, my dear Islam brothers, when a person adopts a good company, not only he benefits, but others benefit from his as well. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated that the best amongst you is the one from whom others benefit. Keeping a good company, my dear Islam brothers, may result in forgiveness. The Holy Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has stated that when there is a group of people doing zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, the angels go to Allah Azza wa Jal and testify about the group of people that were doing the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala announces that I have forgiven them. The angels say respectfully in the court of Allah azza wa jal, that, oh Allah azza wa jal, amongst them was a very sinful person. He was only passing by and he had no intention of sitting with them. He was just passing by when he saw them and he sat with them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I have forgiven that person as well. Merely, simply because of the company of good people, a person who's sinful, his sins were forgiven as well. Now, let's talk about how one can distance oneself from the bad company and how Dawat-e-Islami can help you. My dear Islamic brothers, very easy and practical and applicable steps. Few things that you need to do every day, few things, one thing that you need to do weekly, and one thing that you need to do once a month. And inshallah, you'll see a tremendous change in your lifestyle and you'll see that you are refraining from the bad company as well. Number one, attend masjid regularly. Offer your salah in masjid regularly. Number two, invoke Sada'i Madina every day, meaning wake Muslims for Fajr Salah. Number three, habitualize yourself by giving dars from the booklets of Amir Ahlus Sunnah at home. These are the things that you need to do every day, and inshallah you'll see a tremendous change. Number four, attend Madrasatul Madina Balighan during weekdays in your nearest Fazan-e Madina. Fill out Madani Inamat card daily. These are the five steps that you need to do daily, and inshallah azza wa jal, you will see that you will start refraining from the bad company. One thing that you need to do every week is attend the weekly Ijtima of Dawat-e-Islami every Thursday. And one thing that you need to do every month is travel in a 3-day Madani Qafla of Dawat-e-Islami. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, there will be a Madani Qafla traveling inshallah tomorrow as well. It is a Madani request for all of you to participate in that as well. Keep yourself so busy in the Madani activities that you don't even have time for a bad company. And inshallah azza wa jal, you will see a change within you, within your family and your surrounding as well. Dear Islam brothers, in conclusion, I will take this opportunity to mention the excellence of sunnah as well as some sunnahs and manners. The Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has said, "He who loves my sunnah loves me, and he who loves me will be with me in Jannah." Dear Islam brothers, most of the time we travel and we go from place to place. We should try to learn all of the sunnahs and etiquettes of traveling in order to act upon them and earn rewards. If possible, start your journey on a Thursday, because it is a sunnah to start a journey on Thursday. If possible to travel at night, then one should travel at night because the journey is completed faster. If there are many Islamic brothers traveling together, then make one of them as an amir. Upon leaving for the journey, ask pardon of any faults from friends, family, and whoever asks to be forgiven, she should be forgiven. While wearing clothes that you will travel in, and if it is not makruh time, whosoever offers 4 rakah nafl with alhamd and kul and then leaves home, those rakat will protect his family and his wealth. Whenever we leave on a journey, we should entrust the family and the wealth to Allah Azza wa Jal. Without doubt, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best protector. My dear Islamic brothers, to learn the various sunnahs, obtaining the following book, Bahari Shariat Part 16, comprising of 312 pages, and Sunnati and Adab, it's also a publication of Maktabatul Madina of Dawat-e-Islami. And one of the best way to learn sunnah is to travel in the Madani Qaflas of Dawat-e-Islami with the lovers of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. May Allah azza wa jal give us the ability to identify bad company, to refrain from them. And may Allah azza wa jal enable us, give us the tawfiq to have good company, to have the company of the devotees of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.